This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Funkies and junkies, welcome to this week's episode of the NWA Saturday Special, your home for everything current and up-to-date National Wrestling Alliance information. I am your host, Scott Criscolo. Notice I said host and not co-host. I am riding solo this week. The doctor, Dr. G. George Abellino, could not join me. Some family stuff. Good stuff, not bad stuff. But unavailable this weekend. But he will be back next week. Because next weekend's a big show. We got a lot to talk about tonight, this week, but he will be with us back next week because next week's a big show, because we'll be doing our NWA 312 preview, because that pay-per-view will be taking place the following Friday, April 7th, in the suburbs of Chicago. Of course, NWA is not the high priority next weekend, of course. We have WrestleMania week upon us, and we'll have a lot of content here on the PTB Wrestling Network, including the big main event Mega Mania special. 10th annual. God, our 10th year of doing it. Myself, Steve Willey, Pete Schirmacher, the Godfather Nate Milton. We will go through the whole week of shows for you all over the LA area, including GCW, I think, is doing a show, Impact. Of course, ROH does Super Card of Honor, and then, of course, we will, and the other, you know, Effie's Big Gay Brunch and all those kind of indie, you know, indie shows that are well-known in WrestleMania week, and then, of course, we will preview NXT Stand and Deliver, and, of course, the two nights of WrestleMania. That's next week. Tonight, we will recap this past Saturday's episode of NWA USA, and, of course, there'll be a new episode today. On YouTube right after 12 noon. Then we will recap this past Tuesday's episode of Power, because we actually had a big match, a big Power match. So let us begin quickly. This will be one of the quicker pods because obviously it's just me. But we begin with NWA USA from a week ago. And it was taped from Tampa, so there was a ton of these being taped down in Tampa, which, of course, was the site of Nuff Said. And so, let us go to Tampa. Two matches. That's pretty much it. Blake Troop, who, of course, is Jack Stain's tag team partner, defeated Jeremiah Plunkett. And then Natalia Markova defeated CJ. CJ is, of course, the one with the top hat that seconds Magic Jake Dumas to the ring. It was more of a gag match. So not much for that. There was not much in the way of NWA USA. But let us move ahead to Tuesday. This one was also from Tampa, actually. Strange. In any event, there was only four matches on the card. One of them was actually a replay from the Nuff Said pay-per-view. I'll just say mention that now. They replayed the no DQ street fight between Camille and Angelina Love for the Women's World Championship. That was a great match. It was probably the match of the night, as customary with Camille. Little bloody, etc. And Camille, of course, retained her title. So that match was on this past Tuesday's episode. The rest of the card looked like this. Thrillbilly Silas, who they seem to be pushing the heck out of, even though he is not getting any title match at NWA 312, and I don't think that's a big deal. I think something big is going to happen with him down the line, perhaps at the Crockett Cup, which seems to be the next NWA pay-per-view after this one. Throwbilly Silas defeated Brady Pierce in 206. In a two-on-one handicap match, it seems to be this new storyline where Trevor Murdoch is now feuding with tall, big dudes, and here he is feuding with Daisy Kill and a guy named Talos, who was fucking huge. He was like 7 foot, and he weighed like 380. He was a big dude. So that's like the storyline now with Trevor Murdoch, is he's being, you know, he's getting like these super heavyweights thrown at him, I suppose. In any event. Then they replayed the Camille Angelina Love No DQ World Women's Title match from the Nuff Said pay-per-view. The big match was the main event. The other tournament semifinal in the World Women's Television Title Tournament, Max the Impaler in 408 defeated Taya Valkyrie, and was actually not a bad match. They were throwing each other all over the place. So, at the pay-per-view, on Friday night, April 7th, from Highland, is it Highland Park? I always get it, every time Dr. G and I never remember. Yeah, Highland Park, I was right. From Highland Park, Illinois, Studio One, there's actually a beautiful, NWA has a nice poster, a nice NWA 312 poster. Again, taking place next Friday, 1 week from yesterday, April 7th, from the Studio One in Highland Park, Illinois. It is official. It will be Kenzie Page and Max the Impaler for the inaugural Women's Television Championship. That is one of six matches on the card. One of them is the pre-show. That's the Country Gentlemen, of course, the team of AJ Kazana and Anthony Andrews, defending their U.S. tag team titles against the SVGs, which is the team of Jack Stane and Blake Bulletproof Troop. The other matches on the card, Scion will be defending the national heavyweight title against EC3, and I think the title, frankly, I think the title is going to change hands on that show, in that match. Camille will defend the World Women's title against La Rosa Negra. This is her Champions Series cash-in. Maddie Rinkowski and Missa Kate will defend the World Women's Tag Team titles against Pretty Empowered 2.0, which is the team of Ella Envy and Roxy. Kenzie Page will second them to the ring. And, of course, the big one, Tyrus, will defend the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship against Chris Adonis, who's also cashing in his Champions Series title shot. So it's probably going to be kind of a brisk, almost like a like when they do those shows in Kentucky to go along with the Tried and True promotion. I guess you could say it's almost like a Clash of the Champions or a, you know, like a Science Main Event, that kind of thing. But it's a good little pay-per-view. I think they're doing some fundraising that weekend for the Highland Park Community Foundation in support of victims of the Highland Park parade shooting last 4th of July, which is very nice. They're going to do some book signings. They're going to do, I think, Tyrus's book and I'm brain farting. Medusa, her new book is out. So they're going to do that with Madame Zuzu's, which is the tea shop that Billy Corgan co-owns. So it's going to be kind of a pretty interesting weekend in 2 weeks in Highland Park post WrestleMania. So there's six matches at the moment, all of them title matches. So I think we'll probably still get a TV title match. Tom Latimer will likely defend the TV title. Perhaps La Rebellion will be defending the world's tag team titles. Let's see who's left that's on. Kerry Morton will probably defend the world's junior heavyweight championship. Is that it? I think that's it. I think those are the other matches. So next week, when we do the NWA 312 preview, hopefully all the matches will be set. And then, of course, the following week, we will do, it'll be a reaction special. So we don't do, there won't be any, this week, this month, there won't be any separate preview and reaction special because the show is on a Friday, so it actually kind of fits that that following Saturday, the 8th, the episode of the NWA Saturday special will actually be the reaction special for NWA 312. Incidentally, on a side note, a couple people on Twitter pointed out to me that last week was actually our 150th episode of the Saturday special. So, pretty cool. We've reached 150 episodes. I thank you. Dr. G thanks you for your support and supporting the show. We get a good number of downloads every week, and we thank you for that. It's not easy to do a weekly show, but we love doing it because we love talking NWA, even though brown warts and all, or whatever the terminology is. We're all fine with it because we love the NWA. We want it to succeed, even with a crappy heavyweight champion like Tyrus. But any event, I thank you, and we'll hopefully continue to bring you the best in National Wrestling Alliance coverage. With that, though, I'm actually going to exit stage left. This was more of a, I would say, more of a pod blast than a podcast, because it's just me, and I don't want, I don't want to droll on too long with it just being me. So that'll do it for this quick little pod blast episode of the Saturday special. We're going to give you a quick recap of the week's television. Of course, there'll be a new episode of NWA USA that'll drop, if you're listening to this on Saturday morning, later today on YouTube. And then, of course, this coming Tuesday will be a new episode of NWA Power. It's that seems like Power, even though, I mean, maybe they're making money a different way, but ever since Power went back on YouTube, it wasn't just exclusively on Fight TV. I feel like it's getting some traction again. So that's a good thing. I don't know how they're not making money now because you had to pay for it. I don't know. Not my place to guess. So thank you as always. Please follow us on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. We do the wrestling time travel every day, in which we go back and I post what big shows from the major promotions happened on this date. For instance, today, the 25th, I think there is a couple of shows. Tomorrow is a big date in wrestling history, March 26th, if you're listening to this on Saturday. If you're listening to this on Sunday, today, March 26th, is a big day in wrestling history. It was the final episode of a wrestling television show. I think you may know what I'm talking about. As we're taping this, I'm taping this on Friday the 24th. Of course, today, back in 1991, was WrestleMania 7. Wait till I get to next weekend, and I get into the end of March and the beginning of April, and then you'll see, like, you know, 7 WrestleManias a day. April 1st, April 2nd, April 3rd. There's like a billion of them. Any event, we hope you enjoy it. We hope you enjoy the tweets every day going through wrestling history. So please follow us on Twitter. We also post the shows there, and we have a lot of fun. Thank you for your support. It is always welcome. Keeping the OG going. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Scott. There's no doctor, so no one else can be. Have a good weekend.